I'm a veterinarian. I'm a postdoc in comparative pathology. I've done over 20,000 autopsies, 10 million chemistries. This is on a big NIH project to look back in the middle 60s for pollution and nutritional diseases as a cause of, or at least contributing factors to degenerative diseases that we all suffer from, heart disease, cancer, diabetes, arthritis, and so forth. The book that came out of that work is 1,200 pages. It's in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure. I'm very, very proud of that work. And then I was a failure at getting the medical system and medical doctors interested in the findings that I had, that every animal and every human being who dies of natural causes dies of a nutritional deficiency disease. That was pretty profound back in the 60s, and none of the professional individuals, regardless of what healing art they were in, were really interested in it. So I went back to school and became a physician. So for 33 years, I've been a primary care physician and have been doing these things on my own patients for 33 years. And it works like a charm. The information particularly came from the animal industry, again, having a degree in agriculture and veterinary medicine. We've spent $100 billion with a B researching the nutritional requirements of dogs. And a result of that research, we've tripled the lifespan of dogs in the last 60 years. 60 years ago, an old dog was 8 years old. Today, if you feed the dogs that food, whether it's Eukanuber, Rolchin Prina, Pedigree, any of the quality brand dog foods, you'll add twice or three times the lifespan of that dog. We've eliminated 900 different diseases in these dogs that still plague human beings. We've eliminated every birth defect you can name in human beings. We've eliminated them in dogs and other animals through this $100 billion worth of research, which has all been poured into this dog food. Okay, the dog food, commercial dog food, will keep your dog living longer and avoid disease. Think about it. You have your dog for 25 years. You take him to the vet once a year for a rabies shot because it's the law. And he's not on 27 prescription drugs for diabetes and arthritis and all these diseases, right? Now, here comes the ultimate question. What would happen, again, just as kind of a little repeat of the question, a little bit different view of the question, what would happen to your dog if you would feed him garbage and table scraps? They would die. They wouldn't live to be 25, right? So here comes the ultimate question, ladies and gentlemen. How come we feed our kids and our grandkids food that will kill a dog? Wow. Bam! Our food will kill a dog, and yet we still feed our food to our kids and grandkids. Shame on us. Shame on us. What I show you here, many of you will begin to cry when I show you the things I'm going to show you, because the medical system has failed us terribly. Okay, and so we as parents and grandparents have to take over here. The only way we're going to be able to get our kids doing what they're supposed to do and our grandkids doing what they're supposed to do, God wants us to be the teachers of our children. It's biblical. We're supposed to be the teachers of our children. We're supposed to be the wisdom giver to our children, right? We're supposed to carry on Jesus's and God's message to our children. Well, being healthy is part of it, isn't it? Okay, so here we go. We're going to go faster now. You have that basic piece. Cover article, Time Magazine, we're looking at December 2008, and the cover story is this, the sorry state of American health. Now, you must appreciate, ladies and gentlemen, that we spend more money for health care than all the other nations the world put together each year. We spend more money each year for health care than all the nations in the world put together. The sorry state of American health. Despite advances in medicine, Americans are less healthy than we used to be. And here it comes, the next generation, our kids, are going to be worse off. How many of you heard that our kids are not going to live as long as us? Raise your hand. 75% of the people in this room are raising their hand. You've all heard that our kids are not going to live as long as us. Where are the protesters in front of the hospitals? Where are the protesters in front of the medical schools? Where are the protesters in front of NIH and the FDA? You see, because there's no laws requiring a doctor to cure you when there are cures available. There's no legislated law and there's no ethical canon that says they must cure you if there's a cure available. So they don't. Because the money's in the treatment, not in the cure. Now, how does the field have been used for the last 100 years as an ATM machine? Doesn't that make you feel warm and fuzzy that you've been supporting this medical system? Okay, here we go. There's basic things we've need, and again, we've learned this from a research in the animal industry. We need 90 essential nutrients. Now, this isn't my stuff, this is God's stuff. Anybody ever hear of the Garden of Eden? Okay. Of all the places on earth, God chose the Garden of Eden to put Adam and then Eve, didn't he? He could have picked any place on earth, but he picked the Garden of Eden. We know exactly where it's at. It's laid out in the Old Testament. It's laid out exactly. It's like a Garmin GPS machine. Okay? There's four rivers that come together. Right? Four rivers. Name them. The Euphrates, Tigris, Pishon, Dishon rivers, all four come together. Now, why did the good Lord pick that place? Because those rivers originate in the mountains. They bring all that silt, all those minerals from the mountains into the Garden of Eden. All that fruit that was growing in the Garden of Eden was perfect because God delivered all these nutrients into that soil. He didn't pick the middle of the desert someplace. He picked the Garden of Eden because those rivers were the lifeblood for the beginnings of humanity. We need 90 essential nutrients, ladies and gentlemen. They're called 90 essential nutrients because we can't make them. We must eat them every day, either as food or as supplements. And secondly, if we don't get them every day, we get diseases, all of which are fatal. 900 different diseases. Now, oxygen deprivation will kill you in 4 to 6 minutes, depending on the room temperature. If you survive 4 minutes without oxygen, you'll be brain dead. 6 minutes at room temperature, the odds are you won't be alive, right? So we'll spend $500,000 while we send 5 ambulances, there's a helicopter, they send you to the emergency room. I mean, everybody's running around spending money like it's going out of style to get you breathing in 4 minutes. Calcium deficiency, doctors and dentists and physical therapists and chiropractors all make millions of dollars every year from calcium deficiency. There's 147 different diseases you get from a calcium deficiency. All those professions love calcium deficiency because your calcium deficiencies, dental problems, bone problems, joint problems, back problems, blood pressure problems, all stem from inability to sleep. They want to sell you them CPAP machines. They want to get you on Ambien. And all you have to do is take the 90 essential nutrients. You'll sleep like a baby. But you'll only sleep 5 hours. You see, because the good Lord wants you to have a 29-hour day to do His work. Don't roll around and say, I couldn't go to sleep. I woke up after 5 hours and rolled around, and I couldn't go back to sleep. Well, God wants you to get out of bed and go to work. We need 60 minerals. That's 2/3 of the 90 essentials are new minerals. We need 16 vitamins, 12 essential amino acids, 3 essential fatty acids, and plants can take carbon dioxide out of the air, use the sun's energy in a process known as photosynthesis to manufacture long carbon chains, which are made into vitamins, amino acids, and fatty acids. But there's not a single plant that has all these nutrients in it. So the medical system very glibly says, oh, just eat variety, you'll get everything you need. We spend $100 billion eliminating 900 different diseases from dogs, to make sure their dog food is perfect. Every mouthful is perfect. And you're supposed to eat variety and hope you get it all? That's pretty lame for the human being. We're supposed to be at the top end of the intellectual chain here. And we're going to eat variety instead of making sure for our kids and our grandbabies? Come on now. Plants only need 3 minerals to be happy and make good seed for the next generation. We need 60. So if you're eating a pretty good slice of organically grown bread, multigrain, baked with love in the church, you're melting organic butter on it. I mean, my mouth is watering right now. You're 57 minerals short. Nutritional minerals do not occur in a uniform blanket around the crust of the earth. They occur in veins like chocolate and chocolate ripple ice cream. They're all in the Garden of Eden, but I guarantee you they're all not here. And so there's only one way that you can guarantee that for yourself, your loved ones, your workmates, your church mates, your church family, your kids, your nieces and nephews, grandbabies, is to supplement, just like we do for dogs. You ever wondered why somebody living under the bridge on welfare eating dog food lives longer than billionaires? Because they're eating dog food. When I show you the track record for billionaires and doctors, you will weep. Now, how many of you make sure that there's oil in your car? Raise your hand. If you don't raise your hand, you're lying in God's building. You have to have oil in your car, otherwise the engine burns up, right?
That's right.
Now, do you wait till the engine burns up to put oil in the car?
Yeah.
No!